The Twins hosting the Royals at Target Field. Miguel Sano and Jorge Bonifacio hugging it out before the game, but it was Bonifacio's bat doing the talking in the third.
That's hit well to left. Bonifacio puts a charge into it, a liner to left, and it's 3-0. And the Royals, who struggled to score runs, have gotten a couple of big two-out hits here against Santiago. That's hit to right and deep. Going back is Bonifacio. He won't get it. That's off the facing of the second deck. And Grossman connects for his third home run of the year.
Now the 0-1 pitch, line to left field. Gordon in, running in, diving, and Gordon does it again! A head-first run-saving catch. Grossman's going to score anyway. The Twins may challenge, but it looked like he did catch it cleanly. And the Royals are leaving the field. Gordon diving in. I thought he caught it watching it live. On a sinking line drive, head-first to the grass, and you bet he caught it. And he saved a run.
Facing up the middle, now giving us a chance to tie the game up right here.
Vargas with a drive to right center field and deep. Kenny Vargas has tied the game.
I love it. See ya.
A two-run blast. We are tied at 3. 3 walks to begin the first extra inning. A liner to left. Gordon with the catch. Tagging from third. Maurer coming home and the Twins win it.
Time. Yes. My pick to click.
In dramatic fashion, the Twins go 6-0 against Kansas City.
The Twins walk off a winner 4-3 as two Royals relievers combine for 3 straight walks to open the 10th. That allowed Minnesota to win the game without registering a hit in the inning. The home run for Kenny Vargas, his 9th of the year, it tied the game in the 9th as Kelvin Herrera blew his second save of the season. Paul Molitor's squad erased a 3-1 deficit in the 9th, then walked off in the 10th against the Royals to earn their 21st win of the season. Molitor then sat down with the media after the game.
You welcome those comebacks when they happen, because in today's game, with the bullpens the way they are, they're just seems like they're less and less frequent around the game. We stayed with it and gave ourselves a chance. One of those games where I thought maybe the missed opportunities early would come back, and but our bullpen did a really nice job once Heck came out of the game to, keep putting zeros up and give us a chance. Barkey, what can you say, man? I don't know if he was looking for that changeup or what, but he was all over it, and that was just a huge lift, and found a way to navigate through the 10th with Kins and took advantage of some wildness and found a way to win a game.
What do you tell a player like that? Because everybody in the building knows he's up there to hit a home run. How do you have that mentality? Yeah. And what do you tell him when he's going to the batter's box?
I kind of leave that to James a little bit about, the at-bat plan. I know for me, if I was facing that guy, I wouldn't look for the fastball because I probably couldn't hit it anyway, so you might as well look for something slower. But I think he might have watched how, he pitched some guys in front of him as far as using that changeup, and when he got one that was up in the zone, he hit it really well.
Ironic that all night long you had such a hard time manufacturing a run, and then in the 10th inning, you did just that by getting all those walks.
Yeah, we had a few opportunities. Got aggressive on Kep's double early. They made a really nice relay to cut down that run, and then we couldn't get Kep in, so that was a missed chance. Heck was, kind of scattering a little bit, but he held it to 3-5. The 2-out home run kind of burned him a little bit, but, we picked him up, and, just one of those games where you're never sure what's going to happen down the stretch, and we found a way to put some points up.
Jorge Polanco, the hero Friday night, his sack fly pushed across the game-winning run in the 10th. Here's what Polanco had to say after his walk-off RBI.
I was looking for a fastball.
Is that what you got? What'd you do?
I think I got fastball, and I tried to stay to the middle, and I hit it good.
What kind of lift do you get when Kenny Vargas pinch hits and goes out there and turns a 3-1 deficit into a 3-3 tie?
That's awesome. I mean, he was ready for it. He was waiting for that at bat. He told us he's going to be ready, and he did it.
Last year, the Royals took 16 of 20 against your club. They've been to 2 of the last 3 World Series. This year, you're 6-0 against Kansas City. How have you done that?
We just relax. We're playing our normal game, and we're just playing really good against really good teams. This is just how this year is going.
It's a chilly night. How did you avoid the ice bath from Miguel Sano?
I saw him coming, yeah.
You saw the fastball coming, you saw Sano coming, you get the win. Congratulations.
Thank you.
The series continues Saturday. Ian Kennedy comes off the DL for the Royals, taking on Adalberto Mejia for the Twins.